Solar energy in Wisconsin continued to grow this year as more homeowners had rooftop panels installed and big utilities started building multi-panel solar farms. Wind power is increasing at a slower rate in the state, but developers are again coming forward with proposals for multiple turbines. Nationally, researchers are working on ways to get even more energy from solar and wind. States like Wisconsin aim to reduce their carbon emissions over the next few decades. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Solar energy is growing in Wisconsin partly because the silicon panels are becoming more efficient. But scientists aren't done trying to improve that efficiency. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NREL, in Golden, Colorado, is one of the research facilities experimenting with brushing a lab-made solution called perovskite onto a portion of a panel called a solar cell. In a demonstration video, senior scientist Michael Van Hest says the painted cell and its electrical connections called contacts produce more energy.
There we go. That's how you paint a perovskite solar cell. You could see a company come in with a truck in front of your house. They would basically paint on the contacts first, dry those, and then they would paint the perovskites over it. Then you would have your photovoltaics on the side of your house, put a protective coating on it, and we're done.
Another NREL scientist, David Moore, says the new solar cells could be made faster and help meet what's expected to be a growing global demand for energy. But Moore says the problem has been lack of stability.
A solar cell with perovskites now will last a couple years. We need to get that to 20, 25 years. And that's the big forefront of research right now. And perovskite technologies is getting them to last longer.
Another part of improving renewable energy is making wind turbines more productive. At NREL's Insight Center, a large screen showing energy model simulations dominates an otherwise darkened room. Visualization scientist Nicholas Brunhart Lupo points to a display that shows how spinning turbines at one edge of a wind farm can cause an airflow called a wake that curtails the power generation of other turbines.
So what we find in these simulations is that these poor turbines back here, since they have this used air, this low velocity wake being blown into their faces, they're only generating about 20% of the energy that they should be generating.
Brunhart Lupo says the simulations can help wind farm developers with placement of turbines and adjustments to the rotor and blades. But even utilities that say they support use of more renewables aren't ready to let go of some energy sources. Jonathan Edelman of Xcel Energy, which serves part of western Wisconsin, says Xcel is on track to close its last two coal-fired power plants in Minnesota. But he says the company will need more natural gas plants, even though they wouldn't run as often.
And it's not perfect. I don't disagree. And it is in conflict with our ultimate goal of being carbon free. But if we want to facilitate the transition, we still need resources like that to help that happen.
Some people in the solar industry say that in some states, energy regulators still favor the utilities. Meanwhile, solar slowly marches ahead, including here in southeastern Wisconsin. A work crew installs mounting brackets for solar panels on a residential roof in River Hills. The crew works for the major solar firm Sunrun. Company public policy director Amy Hart says she supports research into more efficient renewables, but she says another innovation may have to come in how regulators think.
Instead of allowing and thinking about it from the perspective of the utility builds the power plant, they replace one plant with another one, they invest in the infrastructure, is really thinking about how can these distributed solutions like rooftop solar and especially rooftop solar paired with batteries, how can that actually reduce some of the needs that the utility needs and reduce the cost for ratepayers?
Large-scale energy storage batteries are already being used in some cases. But researchers continue to make improvements to them, too, as scientists race to reduce the expected additional harm of climate change. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.